don't know what you're about, bro. Your Jill Thomas can chase Farm Hospital forensics. Your whole team's gonna be after you in a minute. They're taking you away again.
Thank you.
One of them at home. Last one at home.
cool. a go. Food and shit. Nothing seems to happen. I've wanted to talk to you, and except I'm telling you the emergency problems I have, and you don't seem to care. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you. They've fucking lost their rockers.
Thank you for calling Barnet and Children Harringay.
Use by me. Ring below you. What does she do? Just tell people to ring below her? Something must happen. Wrong the people below me, and it's not helping. I'm still in here having a heart attack. I don't know what is fucking happening. It's that simple, isn't it? You said you're gonna get this Ian to call me, Ian ain't called me. But no one fucking called me. I wanna know what is going on. They're the executive directors of the company. They've gone crazy. Daniel Ellis won't even, the complaints manager won't pick up their phone. No one will pick up the phones in that building.
We're getting a lot more calls than normal at the moment. You may prefer to use our live chat service at enfield.gov.uk/contact us page. No other calls ahead of you. Thank you for holding. No other calls ahead of you. Thank you for holding.
Hospital, how may I help you?
Hello, who am I speaking to? May I ask?
Yes, my name's Valerie.
Valerie, and this is Lucas House, is that correct? Enfield Council.
Not Lucas House, no.
Where
which
is...
Which department
where
are
you? Where are you? What department...
You're through to customer services for housing.
I'm looking for the neighbourhood team for Burncroft office.
Yeah. So, for which property?
For Burncroft Avenue.
Okay, one moment, please.
No, thank you.
You're a council tenant, are you?
Yes, that's correct.
You are. Right, one moment, sir.
Okay.
Burncroft? 109. Okay, have you spoken to her before?
I haven't managed to speak to her before. I've been trying to get in contact with her, but I've not had no luck so far. And the importance are quite important. They're the highest grade issues, they're emergency grade issues that I have. I have video recordings of me being attacked in my house yesterday and previously, prior to that. And I would like someone to take a report off of me. They're not silly being attacked. I'm being chased in every single room in my house, and they're hitting above the floors, they're banging above my head, and they're breaching my human rights and also that of the continental human rights that you represent for me. So I would like someone to come to my home address and to have go over the video and to take a statement. I'm willing to put a statement of oath down and attend court as well and have the criminal charges brought against these people.
One moment, sir.
Thank you. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Now, Denise is out of the office according to her Skype information until next week.
Who's dealing with her caseloads at the present?
Well, this is what I'm going to try and find out for you, sir.
I've been keeping a diary since 2006. Every day I've kept a diary since 2006, and in that diary, what I've done is I've managed to be able to call different departments and see if their statutory duties and their people are acting reasonable in practice. So basically, everyone has a constitution. There's only 6 limited companies that someone could be, and most of them have constitutions and memorandums of articles of association. Them constitutions are agreements of statutory duties that should be kept for us, the people, from our first treaties of rights. Basically, from our first document in this country was the Statute of Merton, which gives the people the rights to live in this country. Then after the Statute of Merton, we had our Magna Carta, which gave us our statue, our liberties, then our human rights and that. So right now, I've been complaining since 2014 about numerous amounts of different things that are happening to me. One of them mostly being joint circular and malfeasance of office, general office, public office, which are the highest grade issues in any law. It says under Article 3 of our human rights that if any state official tortures us, degrades us or humiliates us or allows any member of the public to do that, if it amounts to physical or mental sufferings, that will amount to torture. Tortures of the highest points of the laws from the Police Reforms Act, which you represent, or as a call hand that are under your NSI, under the Regulations 2000 Act and so forth. So right now I understand where I sit with the laws and what's actually going on, but I've actually been recording the video evidence. I'd like to be able to just slightly, because I know you should be able to hear, so if I can just play one of these video recordings and show you slightly how...
It's not my department, sir, so I need to put you through to someone else to talk to you. Okay. So one moment.
Yesterday I was attacked by three different flats. Three different flats attacked me at the same time, which is very distinctive in the videos. And I would say I've got more than 100 videos that I've been recording.
Okay.
I've been
one
phoning.
One moment, sir. I'm going to try and get you through to the person who is on the duty line. One moment.
All right, thank you. Hello?
Hello, is this Sam? How can I help?
Sam. And
Sharon.
Not Sharon. Sharon, and yeah. What team are you a part of?
Neighbourhood team.
Neighbourhood watch team. And you representing
No, not watch.
And neighbourhood team.
Neighbourhood team.
And so you and you're representing Burncroft Avenue taking over the
No, I don't. I have my colleague's not she's on annual leave, so I'm just gonna take some details and then pass the information on to her.
She's not going to be here for another week, so there must be somebody that is legally binded to take over her caseload for emergency graded issues. And what I'm about to explain to you right now is an emergency.
Okay, that's fine.
Is an emergency graded issue.
And then we will act accordingly, okay?
In joint,
sir.
Basically, the problem's been going on for a long time. This is the backlash of it, but the most latest incident which I would like dealt with is yesterday. And I have 9 recordings, video recordings. Each video recording is a minimum of, say, 15 to 20 minutes each. And they clearly show that I am being attacked, like I have complained through to your services before and asked for protection. And I've not been offered that protection and nobody has taken my statement before. Hello?
I'm here.
I have been continuously calling because the Metro... yesterday I was in my house after being released from the police station because false allegations were put against me, a breach of fair processing with a reasonable person. He didn't act independent from the beginning of the ongoings of the inquiries. He never looked at the any information held under the DPA or NSIR on the computer systems, which would have clearly shown subject access requests and complaints since 2014 to 16, explaining that I'm keeping an official diary and that I would like these, that I'm being attacked in my home. The reason that I'm being attacked in my home is because a load of police officers fraudulently under the Fraudulently Company Act 2006 decided to act in malfeasance of office, public office and in a joint circular, and they forged an ASBO application outside of my front door. That ASBO application, it was forged in more than one way, and I can prove it in more than one way. The timestamps to the CAD numbers go backwards continuously throughout, which is one of the issues that I have. Now, another issue that I have with it is the actual application is called the Organisation of Illegal Raves. If something is illegal, there's criminal law and civil law. I was never arrested for something that was criminal. So I went to court, yeah, believing that I was fighting the Organisation of Illegal Raves. When I proved that there was sections on all the doors on the 6 events they were accusing me of, and that I did not throw these events in the beginning, the judge couldn't prove illegality in the court. So she threw the case out of court, and that she illegally said, even though she can't prove illegality, she still gave me the ASBO for 5 years, a defendant Judge Piggott. Before this defendant Judge Piggott come to get me, for a year, when I first got the ASBO thrown outside my door, I hadn't been out for a year prior because I was on curfew for another case that I had won. So I hadn't been out for a year. I was working in my local community, kids with cerebral palsy. I was doing events for them. I was doing Ponder's End Festival, my own event. I was doing Drawance Park Festival, which was my own event. Lock to Lock Festival I was doing. I was doing a lot in the community. I had the keys to the community all Kempall. Yeah, so now I won that case, then they threw an ASBO outside my door saying that the Organisation of Illegal Raves, they tried to set me up to grass 6 people up, 3 of them that I do know, associates from when I was younger, and 3 of them that I do not know, they could be your children that I'm protecting. I went to Facebook, knowing that I never threw these events, and I copied the Facebook profiles of each one of these people. Now, I refused to give the Facebook profiles to the police because I didn't want to be a super grass or do their lines of investigation. I do not get paid their salaries. Yeah, so now I refused to hand them folders, but I showed the barrister in the court that I had the Facebook profiles and that he was being irresponsible in what he was accusing me of and pursuing. Now, at the same time, as this was going on, I the judge set me up and gave me the ASBO, so I brought it back home and I noticed the timestamps were wrong, which is what I was explaining. CAD 500 happens once a day, and it has, say, a timestamp of 2. CAD 525 can't have a timestamp of 1 o'clock if CAD 500's got one of 2. Now, this happens through all the CADs. I looked in the CAD papers even more, and I never threw the events, and I noticed all of the road addresses were blocked out. Crown Road, and all the addresses were blocked out, on this said date, the 8th. the only day that there's supposed to be victims in the ASBO application, and them victims ain't building owners. What they are people, three people that got kept up overnight on one night in this country by music. Yeah, so I've got 7 years of my life being robbed right now, plus a year for the case I won before, for people being kept up for 7 years and for one night in their life that I never threw. And I've got the Facebook profile to prove that it's not my event. Yeah. Now I went back and looked at the Facebook, and I noticed that on all the MG11 forms, which are police witness forms under Crown Prosecution File Services, I noticed that there was no signatures. So I applied for the judge to show me what's hearsay and what is not hearsay in this case. Sally Gilhurst, she's our legal executive director for this country. She was signing all the expenses for this case. Yeah, she works for Hugh Gills, and he works next to Ed Sheeran, who's in charge of communications and media. Yeah, now what initially happened was, I kept showing Sally that she was wrong. She kept for the first year. She threw the ASBO outside my house in 2014. I got my mother to come and pick it up, and she brought it from me because I wasn't served to Lost Property, Edmonton Police Station. I have a receipt for it being put in Lost Property. Now, with four signatures on the 8th saying that four people got kept awake. Now, through the time of 14 to 2015, them trying to get the application on me. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Them trying to get the application on me from 14 to 15 after Sarah leaving it outside my front door and us putting it in Lost Property in Edmonton and having a receipt for it. No judge would accept the case. They kept throwing it out. Sally was getting upset. So what she done is, in 2015, somehow my next door neighbour phoned up and said something that was happening in my personal life when I come home one day. Me and my partner have never argued to this day now, and we still care about each other to this day now, yeah? No one has the right, she ain't signed no contracts with no one to use her name, and I ain't signed no contracts with no one to use my name. No one scouted me and signed a contract, yeah? Now, the next thing I have a problem, me and her never argued, yeah? And to this day, we still get on, yeah? So I have every text of that in my phone, because I've never deleted a text in my life. So I've extracted 25 texts, 25 phones worth of texts, and put them into my diary. Now what happened is, because they couldn't get the ASBO on me, because I'm a bit like a Robin Hood at these times in London still, yeah? So they decided to pollute my name. Yeah, now they get this sex judge, defendant Judge Piggott, she's a woman that deals with child paedophiles only. Yeah, she deals with criminal cases. If you looked at her statistics online, she's a killing machine, yeah? Too right for people like that. If they deserve something like that, that's what her job is to do, and that's the law, and that's what should happen, yeah? But she shouldn't be there dealing with music cases in civil law, dealing with me. All of a sudden, this judge got picked for me once they had dirtied my name, because they couldn't get the ASBO on me. And she basically put the ASBO on me illegally. Yeah, she's the one that done it without the organisation. Now, I've got a copy of them transcribes here, yeah, of that court of that day. And I've got every email between me and every other person, my solicitors, and I've put them into my diary, yeah. Now, I've put all my texts from my phones into my diary. Now, this ain't any normal diary. Where it is, in 2006, I wrote to the council and asked the council for a complaint noise and nuisance form. They sent me that noise and nuisance form with a special number, tag number on it. Every day since then, I've kept that diary, what they told me to keep, yeah? I've come home and I've noticed all these things are wrong, and they've set me up in the court. I've never done these things. I had the Facebook profiles and everything, yeah?
Sorry, can I stop you there, because it's a lot of information, alright, and I personally am not able to assist you with this matter. I'm going to have to get someone to call you. So, but first I need to find out what help you say you need urgently, and then we can go from there.
Since then, in Joint Circular, different departments have taken over trying to cover up what's happening. And they've tried to force the doctors onto me. I've had the doctors here 130 times. I've got them every day. I've got them on recording, and the doctors coming into my house. And the doctors break down. The woman does one of the care workers when the council's in my house in 2014, when I'm showing them my medical notes and showing them all that in my house. I was waiting for them with recording equipment, yeah? So I recorded them all. And Elaine, her name was, she broke down. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, we forged the section to get into your house, the 135, to help the police officers and all that. So they all admit the Joint Circular and all the rest of it, yeah? The doctors run out of my house. They keep still trying to attack me every now and again to help the police and help everybody else what they're doing. And now the police have dirtied my name with Ed Sheeran in the general public. Now everyone thinks I've got a disease. So I've been phoning my clinic and my clinic tell me on the phone I've never had a disease. I've got every certificate, all my medical notes here, and tell me that I've never had a problem, never had herpes in my life. I went and got serology done and everything in 13, all my certificates, and 14, 15.
Sir?
Because
I'm not understanding. Because you're going to have to explain this again.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand. Basically, under your constitution, it says that no person shall be discriminated under our Equality Act 2010, diversity and equality in this country. Yeah, it means that every person has the right to be different and act within the constraints of the United Kingdom's laws. As long as we act within the constraints, I'm doing that. No bill's been passed that says I've ever broke the law so far, yeah? Now, what I'm upset about is, in this joint circular, they keep placing people above me in my flat above me and letting them attack me from the mental health department. I've had 4 mental health patients live above me recently. Yeah, one of them was Deborah Andrews. Now, Deborah Andrews had her 2 light-skinned children taken away from her because she was not of well mind and sane to live with her mum. Now, she's sat above me with her 2 children taken off her and she's been banging at me and she's damaged the building above me. Yeah, I kept writing to everyone, yourselves and everyone else, and showing videos of what they're doing.
I'm coming back to my original question.
They put a new mental health patient above me.
What can I do today to help you?
I would like someone to be sent to my house to take a statement of me and to go over my video evidence.
Today?
Yeah. I would like someone to be sent out. An emergency grace. Someone attacked me yesterday in my flat above me. Yeah. Ambrose, he's a new mental health patient that's been put up there. Yeah. And he's chased me around my house for over 2 hours. I'm explaining to him it's against the law.
Did you call the police?
Did I call the police? Every time I call the police, and I've got over 100 phone calls of me calling the police, they call me a black bastard down the phone and tell me I've been robbed. I've transcribed every phone call up and put them all into my report, into my diary. And at the bottom of the diary, I've done my problem statements, which is my factual questions, my fictional questions, and I've done everything. I've done a full report.
No one's going to come out today. No one's coming out today. I'm going to tell you that from now.
I'm recording this conversation right now, yeah? And you've gave your name. And I'm telling you, people are attacking me.
That's
I'm a council tenant,
that's
and I pay rent under the council household.
Why would I attack you?
No,
why
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
No,
I'm explaining to you. Madam, I'm explaining to you as a CFS caller, call for services. I'm explaining to you right now under the NSI, which you are recording under the Regulations 2000 Act, yeah, that I am being attacked in my house by criminal intent under the 1941 Act. You work under the Police Reforms Act 2000, and your constitution says that no person should be treated different. I'm telling you, I've got video evidence of a mental health. No, I'm telling you, you're acting in joint circuit, protecting that your company's head. You're protecting your company head and the other people in your company. Yes, that's what you're doing. Because Sarah Fletcher was the person in charge of the job before this, and I've got all the emails from Sarah Fletcher.
You said you had an emergency.
Yes, they are attacking me in my home. I pay rent on my home.
Emergency is not coming out to look at.
Listen to this video here now of what they're doing to me in my home. Yeah, and listen to this. Madam, listen to this conversation. Listen to what they're doing to me in my home. Listen to this banging, yeah? You just listen to this recording.
Why are you following me around in my flat, Ambrose, banging at me like that?
Hear the banging at me? They're attacking me. It's against the law. That's attempted murder. Attempted murder, yeah, is one of the highest grades in the law. If you don't send somebody else out...
Ambrose, why are you chasing me around in my bathroom? Give me your details. I'll get one of the
bathrooms. Ambrose, why are you chasing me, Ambrose?
Let me have your
number. Why are you chasing me like that?
Look, in my bathroom, they're chasing me around, they're chasing me in my kitchen. My telephone number, you can take my house number, 0208, my mother's house number. I don't have a number to record in my flat. If someone wants to come to my flat, you have to come to my address. Yeah? I'm explaining to you, I've got videos now of people attacking me. What you signed up, your statutory duties are obliged to make you help me. Yeah, but the team behind you can, or your line managers can, or you can phone up the police right now and you can come here with the police.
Can you please give me the number? I'll pass it on to one of the managers and he will give you call.
I'm putting this into my diary once it's transcribed up and I'm public. I've got 20 million emails here and 500,000 phone numbers here, and I'm plugging what you are doing to me. I'm asking you to protect me, and you're telling me you're not sending no one out to my address, and you're the neighbourhood team office. You're the neighbourhood team. What does your department do? Sorry, madam, I don't ever mean to be rude to you. Never. I don't mean to bring this problem to you. I don't mean to bring it to you. I wanted you to come in today and have a good day. Yeah, at work, yeah? I never meant to bring this to you. I can hear I heard the person behind you when you first heard my name say dick. Right, that's the dick, yeah? When I was recording. I heard your colleagues behind you say that. Yeah, I heard one of your colleagues say that at the beginning of this conversation, say that, yeah? So don't, 0208-245-7454, that's my mother's phone number, yeah? And my name is Mr. Simon Paul, call me by my Christian name, Paul Down, from now on, call me Paul Down, yeah, that's what they put down on my side, I'm Paul Down. I'm not at my mother's house, I'm at my house being victimised right now as I speak, and you can come and get evidence with your coppers. I'm in my house, you can come and knock on my front door, 109, the code to my entrance is 1230. If someone was stealing a chocolate bar from a shop up the road, you'd run up the road to stop them from stealing a chocolate bar. I'm at my own house, if you would like to send a worker to my house, or if you would like to understand that people are attacking me right now and I've just put you in pursuit of that evidence and they've played it to you. I've called the police and told you what the police are doing. I've told you, you act under the Housing Reforms Act, Housing Act 1985, and under the Housing Reforms Act. Under the Housing Act 1985, you're obliged to protect me. Under your statutory duties, you're obliged about you're going to put the phone down. Because you're refusing to send someone to my address. I'm in my address, you can contact my mother through my mother's phone. When you want to come here and have a meet with me and look at the rest of the figures and do what your job pays you, the salary to do, or your employee, the rest of the employees or your team do that, yeah, then we can work together.
Thank you, alright. Take care now.
I will take care while I'm getting attacked in my house asking you to help me.
Okay,